These words were heard proclaimed in our second reading this morning. You were buried with Christ in baptism. Baptism. There's a story about a real overly eager Baptist minister who wanted to baptize a couple of people, so he brought the whole congregation down to the Wisconsin River. And the first man he pulled forward into the river with him and said, "Do you believe in God the Father?" And so he took the man and pushed him into the water and held him down there for a little while. Pulled him up, and the man said, "Yes, I believe." He said, "Now, do you believe in God the Son?" And he took him and pushed him down and kept him down there even longer. Pulled him up, and the man said, "Yes, I believe." So he says, "Now, do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?" And he took him and pushed him down and kept him down there quite a while. Pulled him up and said, "Yes, I believe." He says, "Now you tell everybody here exactly what do you believe." He said, "I believe you're trying to drown me." When we were baptized, that did not happen to us because we had water poured over our foreheads. But the word baptism means to be plunged into the water. And it is interesting in the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, he talks about baptism because it was important for those Gentiles who became Christian to understand the first sacrament that we receive. This is not the only book that St. Paul does that. He also does that primarily as well in the letter to the Romans. We have been reflecting upon the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, and these are the things we've heard starting with two Sundays ago, in which we heard that St. Paul wrote that Jesus is the head of the church. Jesus is the intellect and the voice of the church. He is right naturally the head, and we make up the other parts of the body of Christ here on earth. Last Sunday, we heard that we share in the sufferings of Christ, and Christ shares with us. It complements and is a complete, and through suffering is redemption. So from that theme, we continue on with what we hear today in regards to baptism. And there are three things that St. Paul points out in this passage for today that helps us to understand the sacrament of baptism. The first thing, St. Paul says that when you are baptized, you share in the death of Jesus Christ. That isn't really something we like to hear, but it is true. When we are baptized, we're going to share in the sufferings and in the death of Jesus Christ. It may be something we don't like to accept or don't want to, but as St. Paul also says, that through death is resurrection. So not only are we baptized into Christ's death, and if we're faithful to that, we will share in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So all that we go through in this life, all the sufferings and hurts and sorrows will lead us through dying to ourselves and dying from this life with the hope of sharing in the glory of Jesus Christ in his heavenly kingdom. So we share in his death and resurrection. The second point that St. Paul makes in this passage is that when we are baptized, we take on the character of Jesus Christ. We use the term indelible mark is left on our souls. It is that character of Jesus Christ whom we are to live each and every day. It can never be taken away. We might want to try to suppress it. We might not try to follow it, but that mark is there for life, as found in the sacraments of baptism, renewed in confirmation, and then in holy orders. St. Paul had mentioned that before the coming of Christ, the mark was circumcision. It was a visible sign. The Jewish people who became Christians understood that very well, but the Gentiles did not. But St. Paul pointed out to them is that God is not so much concerned with the external sign, but the invisible sign. You don't see it, nobody else does, but God does. And God wants us to use that and use that character of Christ in everything that we do. It is marked on our souls. So that's the second point that St. Paul makes. The third point in this passage is this, is that what Jesus Christ had done by dying on the cross, he had conquered all things, sin and death. Jesus Christ broke the bond of original sin. We are no longer held slave to humanity or to the evil one. Original sin was conquered. So we don't go back to our old selves, but now we go to the new self, which is baptism into Jesus Christ in that new character. So we don't have to be held captive. And what Jesus did, actually, he cashed in that indebtedness that we had to sin and evil. I don't know about you. I don't like debt. If I have a debt, I pay it as fast as possible. I don't want to be beholden to anyone. Jesus Christ freed us. And that's the freedom now that we want to love and serve the Lord. So what we heard in our passage for today, and I hope it helps you understand about the sacrament of baptism, the first one that we received, that we share in the sufferings, death, and the resurrection of Christ. We're left with this indelible mark or character that we are to follow Christ's example. And we are no longer held slave to evil or the evil one, but rather we are freed now and each and every day renew the image of Christ within each and every one of us. Christ, who will lead us, we hope, to our true home if we've been very faithful and true to him from the moment we were baptized.
Please come to the St. Gabriel's Bratfest after the 10 o'clock a.m. to enjoy good food and visit with fellow parishers and visitors. Please note the invitations in the bulletins in the evening dedicated to our Blessed Mother on Thursday and the rummage sale on Friday and Saturday at St. John's School. Scrip is available to be purchased right after Mass.